Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Corinthians 4, 1-5. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1-5. This then is how you ought to regard us, as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the mysteries God has revealed. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. I care very little if I am judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself. My conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of the heart. At that time, each will receive their praise from God. My theme for reflection is living as faithful servants. Living as faithful servants. In 1 Corinthians 4, 1-5, the Apostle Paul confronts the Corinthians' tendency to judge one another, offering a powerful reminder that only God holds the true authority to assess the faithfulness of his servants. Paul's message serves as a corrective to the church's preoccupation with rivalry and self-promotion, urging them to abandon their contentious comparisons and rediscover their identity as humble servants of Christ. He calls them to embrace a deeper truth, that their ultimate worth is not determined by human approval, but rests in the hands of God alone. Paul speaks of Christians as servants and stewards of Christ, entrusted with the mysteries of God. These roles carry a profound sense of responsibility. They are not positions of privilege, but rather of accountability to the Master who has appointed them. As stewards, believers are charged with faithfully managing what God has revealed, recognizing that the only judgment that matters will come from Him, the one who sees into the hidden recesses of the heart. Paul urges the Corinthians to cease passing judgment on one another, for only God, in his time, will bring to light the true motives behind every action. The apostles' words were written to a church torn by division and rivalry, where members were quick to place certain leaders on pedestals while diminishing others. In Corinth, a city that prized status, achievement, and social standing, these cultural values had infiltrated the church, creating factions based on personal preferences. Paul's rebuke directly confronts this unhealthy culture, insisting that the task of evaluation belongs solely to God. By refocusing the attention on God as the true judge, Paul aims to heal the rifts within the community, fostering a spirit of humility and unity that transcends human opinions. My dear friends, Paul's reminder that God will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart offers assurance that God sees and will ultimately reward faithfulness even when human judgment falls short or go awry. Today we see painful examples of church leaders being taken to court or publicly criticized over issues where there is division or misunderstanding. Paul's words guide us to trust that if these leaders are indeed innocent, God himself will vindicate them, for he knows the true motivations and actions of every heart. While earthly courts and human opinions are often swayed by incomplete knowledge, God's judgment is perfect and final. Paul calls us to avoid the rush to judgment, remembering that human assessments, even when well-intended, are limited. Instead, we are reminded to rest in the assurance that no matter how powerful or influential people may be in this life, no one will escape the reach of God's just and righteous verdict when he judges all things on the final day. Unlike earthly courts, God's judgment is not limited by evidence or partiality. Whether the outcome is acquittal or condemnation, all must stand before his throne. In the face of these challenges, Paul calls us to humility. As C.S. Lewis insightfully noted, humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. In place of striving for power or validation, we are encouraged to lift our eyes to God, seeking his approval alone. His humility creates a community grounded in grace, love, and a shared devotion to Christ, a community patient in waiting for God's final judgment, rather than caught in rivalry or contest. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how often do you find yourself seeking validation from others rather than focusing on God's judgment of your faithfulness? Number two, in what ways can you encourage unity within your community by refraining from judgment and fostering a spirit of humility? Gracious God, we come before you acknowledging our tendency to judge others and ourselves. Help us to remember that you alone are the true judge. Teach us to be faithful stewards of your mysteries, living in humility and love towards one another. May we seek to build up the body of Christ in unity, always mindful that our ultimate aim is to please you. Guide us by your Spirit as we grow in grace, that we may be found faithful in your sight. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.